Welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the podcasts, photos, interviews, all that good stuff is up at SeanGreenShow.com. Also, go to Sean Green Show Media on Facebook if you want to stalk me there. Also, if you want to definitely follow me on Facebook, make sure you do that. It's at Sean Green Show. Make sure you do all that stuff. I'm throwing a lot of stuff out there to you. So, without further ado, let me bring in Eric Davis. He's the managing editor at Movies.com and the contributing editor at Fandango.com. He joins us right now. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
The same old stuff, man. Movies, 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 and more movies. So, all right. Age of Ultron. Fandango.com has, Movies.com has, like, all kinds of great news about Age of Ultron. What's the big news there?
Well, the big news, I guess, over at Fandango, we do have pre-sale tickets. Advanced tickets are on sale now for Age of Ultron. A month and a half out from that movie hitting on May 1st. It's a cool deal. Grab your tickets now. It's going to sell out opening weekend, but also you can win a trip for four to the premiere just by buying your tickets a little early. So if you want my advice, I would get that now. Also, on the movie side, you can find stuff. We got the new trailer. We interviewed a bunch of the stars when we went to set. I physically went to London to the set of that film. I saw them shooting it. It was really, really cool. And I talked to all of them, Thor, Captain America, Iron Man, everybody. So all my interviews you can find up on both sites, Movies.com and Fandango.
Oh, great. I can't wait to see Age of Ultron. So I'm going to go ahead. Am I exempt from this contest?
I don't know, man. You got to read the rules. You know these contests. The rules are like 35,000 pages long, but I have no. I know I'm exempt, unfortunately, but definitely take advantage, man.
Yeah, definitely. And big South by Southwest news. What's that?
Yeah, I'm heading out there. I'm going to be out there for the next few days in Austin, Texas, which is really, really, really cool. It's a great festival. It's got three different components, the interactive, the film, and the music. That's what I love about it the most. It's just all kinds of different people, all kinds of different artists there. And they're premiering some big movies. You got Get Hard with Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart. You got Spy with Melissa McCarthy. You got Trainwreck. You have Unfriended, which looks like a freaky, scary movie coming out in the next few weeks. And then, of course, you have all these smaller movies, these discoveries. They're known for their midnight section. They're known, I think, more for their scary midnight movies.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to some of those to see in sort of what we discover there. Because if there's any place that does the midnight movie right, it is Austin, Texas, especially that Alamo Drafthouse movie theater. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to hanging out there for a few days.
Yeah, and Snoop Dogg is going to be the keynote musician there at South by Southwest. And I love me some Snoop Dogg. I love Snoop Dogg since the early days. So that's who I'm looking forward to actually seeing. Unfortunately, I won't be there, but I'm quite sure it'll be video, performances and stuff like that. So I'm definitely going to be looking forward to that. Now, let's move on to the superhero buzz that you have on movies.com. Chris Pine rumored to be Green Lantern. Is that true?
Not yet. It is true. The rumor is true that he's rumored to be Chris Pine, but they have not cast Green Lantern yet. He's like the only one of this new Justice League that they're putting together who hasn't been cast yet. And they may add some other kind of secondary characters, but I'm talking about the main central Justice League. They've all been cast. A lot of them are showing up in Batman vs. Superman next year. I don't know if they're going to make a move and stick Green Lantern in that movie, but chances are the first time we'll see Green Lantern is in the Justice League movie, which comes out, I believe, in 2017, and they're scheduled a Green Lantern solo movie for 2020. So we still have a little bit of time before they can cast him. Chris Pine has shot to the front of the list, but that's if they go with Hal Jordan. That's if they go with the Green Lantern character that Ryan Reynolds played in the 2011 movie. There's also another Green Lantern called John Stewart, who's another a big guy in the comics. He's sort of the backup for Hal Jordan, then he becomes Green Lantern. And so a lot of people are looking at Common, maybe, for that role. He actually tweeted at me today when I tweeted, I said yay or nay, and I had a picture of Common in the Green Lantern suit, and he replied to me, and he said something like, definitely yay. Yeah, oh, definitely, all say yay. So he's down. He wants to be it. But it just depends on which version of the Green Lantern they go with. They could go with both of them.
Yeah.
They could go with both of them in the Justice League movie, and then maybe Hal Jordan dies, John Stewart takes over, and that's who has a solo movie.
Yeah, that's a good idea right there. We're talking with Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com, the contributing editor at Fandango.com. What big movies we got coming out this week?
I think it's all about Cinderella this week. If you have kids, if you have a family, this is a no-brainer. Not only is it Disney, not only is it Cinderella, who all the kids know, but they have a Frozen short, brand new Frozen short playing before the film called Frozen Fever. They brought back everyone involved with the original Frozen to make this short. And if you have kids at home, they are definitely obsessed with Frozen. My kids are obsessed, still singing the song all this time later. And then the Cinderella movie is really good, too. Excellent costume design, fantastic direction. They had Kenneth Branagh, who directed Thor, also has a Shakespearean background. He directed the film. Just looks great, and it's fun, and it's good, and it's the classic tale. And they're not done. They're doing Beauty and the Beast. They just announced Tim Burton is directing a Dumbo. So they're obviously riding this live-action adaptation mode right now, Disney, but they're doing a good job with it. The films they're churning out are really good. So, yeah, Cinderella, go see that, especially if you have kids.
All right, and what else do you have for the action people that love action movies like myself?
You got Liam Neeson. You know, I feel like every third weekend there's a Liam Neeson action movie in theaters, and here we are. It's every third weekend, and here's another Liam Neeson action movie. You know, in this one, he sort of plays this guy who's stuck between his mob boss, who he does all his jobs for, and the hit that his mob boss wants him to put on his own estranged son. And so he's like, what do I do? And, of course, you're going to get them running, you're going to get the gun in, you're going to get the Liam Neeson kicking all kinds of butt. And people like that. That's why he keeps making these kinds of movies. So, I mean, it's kind of crazy to think that Liam Neeson is sort of a bigger action star than, like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson right now. But he is. He's coming out with more movies.
Yeah, that's
so, Run All Night if you're into that. And then in limited release, expanding soon, is a horror movie I have to recommend called It Follows that I absolutely, absolutely adore. And I'm not a big horror fan, but this one I just love. Great slumber party movie. It's called It Follows. When it hits your neck of the woods, go see it, especially if you like horror.
Right, and there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com, contributing editor at Fandango.com. Make sure you check out these movies, Run All Night and Cinderella for the kids, but I'm going to go see Run All Night. I don't know about you. I'm a Liam Neeson fan. I have every last one of his movies, so I'm definitely going to check that out. Make sure you guys go to Fandango.com for your chance to win. To go to the world premiere of Avengers 2 Age of Ultron that opens May 1st, and you can order your tickets right now on Fandango.com. So make sure you go to Fandango.com and check that out. Also go to Movies.com if you want to check out Eric Davis's article on the Green Lantern. Make sure you check all that stuff out. I'm throwing a lot of stuff at you guys right now. If you want to follow Eric Davis on Twitter, make sure you do that. It's at Eric Davis on Twitter. Make sure you do that. Eric, thanks so much for joining me, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
And we'll be back right after this.